This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a potential Supreme Court nominee's charismatic Catholic faith that may soon be on trial. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
When longtime Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, the balance of philosophies of the court drastically shifted. She was an unwavering liberal and was not a fan of the United States Constitution, but was a major proponent of Roe v. Wade. Now with her passing, President Donald J. Trump has the constitutional responsibility to nominate a justice to fill the empty ninth seat. President Trump has made his list of potential candidates for nomination public, and many people believe that Judge Amy Coney Barrett is at the top of that list and will be the nominee. Judge Barrett is currently on the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and was confirmed in 2017. Barrett is a favorite among conservatives for many reasons. She is only 48 years old, and if confirmed, she could spend multiple decades on the court. In comparison, Ruth Bader Ginsburg became a justice when she was 60 years old and sat on the Supreme Court for 27 years. Amy Coney Barrett is a devout Catholic, and during her earlier judicial confirmation hearing, she was attacked because of her faith by Senators Hirono from Hawaii and Feinstein from California. In reference to a 2006 graduation speech given by Barrett, where she exhorted graduates that, "No matter how exciting any career is, what is it really worth if you don't make it part of a bigger life project to know, love, and serve the God who made you?" In response to that speech, Senator Feinstein viciously blasted Barrett, saying that, "When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you, and that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years." Article 6 of the United States Constitution prohibits religious tests for government service. It states that no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Barrett is very pro-life. She is a mother of 7 children, 2 of which were adopted from Haiti, and her youngest is a special needs child. She has also expressed her openness to overturn Roe v. Wade. She clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who was known to say that she was the favorite of his clerks. She has taught law at Notre Dame, and it is reported that she has very conservative views about protecting religious freedom. Her faith is extremely important to her, and she is part of the Spirit-filled Charismatic Renewal Movement, which was birthed out of a 1967 retreat when professors and nuns from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh were baptized in the Holy Spirit. No matter who the nomination will be, it will be a difficult battle in the confirmation hearings. President Donald Trump has made it known that on Saturday, September 26th, he will officially announce his 3rd nomination for the Supreme Court of the United States. Washington, D.C. will be abuzz that day because at the same time, thousands of Christians will be gathering at the National Mall for the Return, for a national call of repentance and prayer. It is also taking place during the Days of Awe between the Jewish High Holy Days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. Let's pray that as our nation returns to God, that He will raise up leaders who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.